أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala has explained various scenes of the day of Qiyamah, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala has explained very great His great Qudrat and how things will unfold on that day and what the condition of man will be. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ or جَبْ أَعْمَالْ نَامِ khole jaye. And when the scrolls of one's record of deeds of his whole life will be opened and presented, and everyone will read from for himself what he had done in this world. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And everyone will read every moment, every aspect of his life, which a person has forgotten or he wishes he can forget it. Whatever he had done, that will be all shown to him, and there will be definitely no cause to refute and reject everything. He will remember everything. However, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that when a person makes sincere tawbah, as in the ayat wa'afu anna, we read the tafsir of that is that, oh Allah, you destroy all the records of our deeds. And Allah Ta'ala Himself destroys it. He has taught us that we must make this dua. And when He destroys all the evidence, then it is not kept anywhere, not by the farishtas. And so much so, ulama have written, even if the malaika want to remember that, they cannot remember it. It is destroyed, and Allah did not even appoint any angel, malaika, to destroy it, so that their favor is also not on us, that we destroyed your evidence. But Allah Ta'ala Himself will destroy it. But anyway, if a person did not make tawbah, and then this is presented in front of him, he will see everything what is written in there. His whole life story will be there, everything, every department of his life. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ or جَبْ آسْمَانْ كَبُوسْتْ اُتَارْلِ. And when the skin of the sky will be taken off. This is just like we skin an animal, a goat, a sheep, a cow, and after skinning it, we see the inside things of it, the veins of it, all the inside things of it. Like that, on the day of Qiyamah, the sky, which is a solid thing, and which is in existence, and which we can see with our eyes, it will be skinned, the cover of it will be taken off, and then what is beyond the sky, which man could never ever reach and never ever go and see what is there. Even the sun is below the first sky. All the heavenly celestial bodies, the stars, the moon, are all below the first sky. After the first sky, what things there are that Allah Ta'ala knows, man does not know. On that day, the sky will be skinned, its cover will be taken off, and everything what is beyond it will also be seen. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ or جَبْ دُوزَخْ دِحْكَائِ جَائِ. And when the fire of Jahannam will be stoked, like a fire is burning, but you add more fuel, or you cause it to burn more intensely, like that the fire of Jahannam will be stoked on the day of Qiyamah, and people will see it, that this is that fire of Jahannam. In other ayats of the Quran Sharif we read that the fire of Jahannam, like the waves of the sea come to the shore, like that the fire of Jahannam will come like that. And we also read in other ayats that Allah will give a voice to the fire of Jahannam, and it will come and grab and swallow its inmost and say, you did not believe in me, now taste me. Yeah, I am. May Allah protect us all, and all of us, give hidayah to the whole of mankind and jinn, and that we all get saved. Otherwise, those punishments are just too severe. We cannot imagine them. And on the other hand, for the righteous and the pious people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ or جَبْ بِهِشْتْ فَاسْ لَعِجَائِ. And Jannat will be brought close to the people of Jannat. the righteous people, and when they will see it, they will feel great joy and comfort, and they won't have any fear that this is where we are going to enter, this is where we are going, and they will see it with their own eyes clearly. And that will be the time, alimat nafsum ma ahbarat, jaan lega har ek ji jo lekar aaya. And every soul will know on that day what it has come with. The very important thing here is not just that we do good deeds, but that we go with the good deeds. Now Allah Ta'ala said, man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who comes with good deeds, not man amila bil hasana, not a person who did a good deed. Sometimes we do a good deed, but then we, for example, ihsan jatana. We showed a favor to somebody, we did a favor, and we're going to talk about it, that good deed is washed away. For example, we made namaz the whole night tahajjud, and then we're going to broadcast it to everyone. Whether we do it in a subtle way, or whichever way, we say, I'm very tired today, because last night, whole night, I was making dua, I was making tahajjud. Or we say that last night I didn't have one wink of sleep, I was just busy making dua, so all the good we did, we washed it away also. Or we gave some donation for a very good cause, but then we went and speak about it to let it be made known, so we lose everything. So it is very important not only to do good deeds, but that we protect them and we go with them to the akhirat. Just like a person does a great big business deal, he made a big profit, that is not enough. That was very good that he made that profit. But now he must not get robbed by the crooks. Or somebody else in between must not snatch away all that he had gained. So like that, whatever we are gaining, we have to be very careful that we don't destroy it. And there are various ways of destroying it. For example, a person makes ghibat, backbiting, then what he has earned is depositing in somebody else's account. And he did good deeds, he saved them up, but now when he backbites about somebody, he's taking his good deeds and depositing it in somebody else's account. If he hasn't got good deeds, he's taking their debit balances into his account. And he will suffer consequently. So therefore, it's very essential that we also learn how to protect our deeds. Do good deeds and then protect them and go with them to the year after. Then a person will be successful. May Allah Ta'ala save us from all these terrifying conditions that will come and grant us all the blissful and enjoyable and conditions of rejoice and splendor by His mercy and kindness. Wow, here we go.